You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
I'm recording this on Labor Day weekend, the last weekend of summer. And as the daylight starts to get shorter and the seasons change, to me that means I'm going to have to go from watching TV with the window open to watching TV with the window closed. You know, Labor Day is it's a day set aside in honor of the working man. It's a day we celebrate by giving white-collar professionals a day off to shop in retail stores staffed by blue-collar employees. Yep, tomorrow is Labor Day, or as a blue-collar employee calls it, Monday. You know, if you're listening to this on Labor Day, I have to ask why you're not watching the Jerry Lewis telethon instead. When I was a kid, three things were expected of me: brush my teeth twice a day, go to church once a week, and once a year, keep a steady vigil on the Jerry Lewis telethon. Though I admit, as you grow up, things lose significance. Toothbrushing. Ha! So, you know, this is the 30th More Lost Time. And on it, I'm going to play rock by the Lime Spiders and the Reruns, Sold by the Broadways and Stevie Wonder. And even a psychedelic punk single from France from the 60s. But we're going to start in 1997 in Seattle with one of the great unsung songwriters, John Ramberg, and his band at that time. This is the Model Rockets.
Never.
has the reruns from 1978 with So So Alone. It's the B-side, actually, of a single called Since You've Gotta Cheat. The reruns were from Michigan. I don't think they're from Detroit, per se. But they made like a couple of 7-inches. And that one, Since You Gotta Cheat, I always kind of like the B-side a little bit more. So So Alone. Before that, the Model Rockets, also a B-side. The B-side, Will I Let Your Love Run Down. The A-side is called Cheaters. And the last thing that the Model Rockets, I think it was the last, well, maybe it's not, I don't know. Really, a terrific song. And so let's see, from there we're going to hear, we're going to, the Broadways, from 1966 on MGM. This is, Broadway's also only made a couple of singles. And this is great harmony soul single called You Just Don't Know.
My mother said, don't lose your head, son. It just don't help to win.
Stevie Wonder from 1966. Be cool, be calm, and keep yourself together. From an LP called Down to Earth on Motown. There's a whole series of, a stretch of LPs on Motown by Stevie Wonder that are not in print. I think you can download them on iTunes, and they're available in from Japan, I think, for real high prices. But if you just wanted to walk into any old CD store and buy them, you can't. And that just seems really strange to me. Stevie Wonder, some of his best stuff is not in print in this country on CD. That just seems weird. But that one's a Be Cool, Be Calm, Keep Yourself Together. And so if you're speaking of keeping yourself together, we're doing public service announcements here now a little bit. And so here's an important one. It's September. And if you're an outdoorsman and a hunter, then you know that means it's baloney season. The Oregon State Game Commission, in cooperation with the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, reminds hunters that because numbers of wild baloney in our national forests have decreased more than 26% over the last 3 years, this year the bag limit on baloney has been decreased to one boar and one sow per day. And if you need more information, you can check the ATF website. Now, if you're not hunting this season, but all this talk of baloney has given you a craving, you're in luck. We've got a new sponsor on board. Oregon Organic Baloney is the finest baloney made in the country because it's made not only with the highest standards, but also only from the freshest baloney hunted professionally high in the mountains of Oregon. You know, U.S. government regulations require American baloney to be finely ground and without visible pieces of lard. Yet, listen to this. Oregon Organic is so confident that the standard they've set for their product exceeds U.S. government standards that nobody at the company has even read the regulations. I mean, that's confident. So remember, the next time you hear someone cry out, baloney, that might be a colloquial expression for nonsense, or it could be someone enjoying some delicious Oregon Organic baloney. Or not enjoying some inferior brand, possibly with visible pieces of lard. But if it's the Oregon Organic baloney, you can bet they're really enjoying it. Okay. Back to the music. We'll work out the kinks with that one, I think. Let's play this this psychedelic French pop, the Five Gentlemen. The Five Gentlemen made a bunch of 4-song EPs in France, with a lot of really good cuts on them. This one, I was gonna say the title in French, and then I didn't write it down for myself. This title, I translated it. It's a LSD-25 or the Metamorphosis of Margaret Steinway. That's what this is called. This is The Five Gentlemen.
Je la dévisage et lui vois des visages. Dans un monde étrange, elle se transforme et change. Miss Margaret Steinway. Voyage, la peine est dans l'extase. Mais le temps d'un éclair et elle plonge en enfer. Miss Margaret Steinway. Sous l'effet d'acide hallucinogène, ses membres sont hystérique.
the ball and chain.
Well, 16 years she's been hanging around, trying to bury me in a hole in the ground. Well, I think it's time that I even the score.
There's only room for one in this cage of yours.
Don't save me!
Back to the Stone Age with me.
The Lime Spiders with Slave Girl from 1987. They're from Sydney, Australia. They made a splash in the college radio charts there in 1987. I remember there was a little bit of an Australian invasion then, post-Men at Work thing. The Lime Spiders. Okay, well, it's time for one more. And so let's do the coffee house thing. Stephen Malcolmus put out a new record last week. So let's play something by him. We'll go back from 2001 when he put out his first record. Here's an acoustic version of a tune from that record that I love a lot called Vague Space. Stephen Malcolmus.
Do you want to know where it stands right now? You really care what, when, why, or how? I came to crave your spastic touch. The honest ways you moves too much. You know we could change, we could levitate. Erase mistakes of the forest grades. Pull out the foil and watch them break. Permission granted for the Wolverine stakes. I'd love to tear you up. The formless matters of the brain. Inequality of the drifting chain. A moment I could learn to love. A salutation to the levels above. We'll split the difference and call it quits. This is no new romantic blitz. Krieg, pull off the foil and watch them shake. Whispers crushing all the symphony gates. I'd love to tear you up. I'd love to tear you up.
And that's the program. Hope you liked it. You can always email us at morelosttime@gmail.com. Our Twitter is @morelosttime. We go through periods where we use it a lot and then other periods where we don't. Hey, congratulations to Jay Kumar and the Completely Conspicuous podcast on its 5-year anniversary. You know, this podcast remains part of Project Acquisition, the podcast division of Salt Mineral Global, which solicits sponsors to support its revenue model as an interim solution until it becomes feasible to bill listeners for retroactive downloads. Hey, thank you for listening. This has been the sound of More Lost Time.